The Montana State Attorney General has ended his year-long investigation into best-selling author Greg Mortensen's charity, the Bozeman, Montana-based Central Asia Institute. The Attorney General, Steve Bullock, tossed Mortensen off CAI's board and ordered him to pay back $1 million that the AG said was misspent. Greg Mortensen, of course, rocketed to fame and wealth with his books, Three Cups of Tea and Stones into Schools, which told of building schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan. We spoke with him about that good work. There is no question that the schools were built and more are being built. But the state investigation came a year after exposés by 60 Minutes and author John Krakauer, which accused Greg of not just mishandling funds in the charity, but also misrepresenting the story of how he came to his mission, saying he was stranded after a failed mountain climb when villagers rescued him and inspired him. Gwen Florio is a reporter with the Missoulian newspaper in Missoula, Montana. Gwen, we need to distinguish that, you know, today we're talking about the Montana Attorney General's investigation into finances at the charity. There are separate lawsuits that accuse Greg Mortensen of not telling the truth in his books. So tell us more about what the Attorney General said today about Mortensen's use of some of that money that was donated to him.
While he praised the work of Central Asia Institute, he said the lapses cannot be ignored. And those lapses include Greg Mortensen double-dipping, charging the charity for plane flights to, say, public speaking appearances that had already been paid for by the sponsors, that sort of thing.
Spending money on family vacations. The family members had credit cards, things like that. Greg Mortensen always said in his defense, the little that he did say after the first reports came out, he said, I'm just not good at finances. The Attorney General seemed to, you know, speak to his character as well, saying he's a complicated person. What do you take from that?
Well, I think it's fine not to be good at finances. I think I'd fall into that category. But, you know, you're talking about millions of dollars donated specifically to build schools in these places that really need them, that instead were being used, I think as one person told author John Krakauer, who wrote one of the exposés, he was using the charity as his personal ATM.
Yeah. So, and what does this do to the charity? He's been ordered to pay $1 million back to the charity. The charity has millions in its coffers, and they say they're still going to keep an affiliation with him. So what happens now?
I'm very curious about that also. The person who's now heading the charity called him. He said he's going to remain as chief inspiration officer. And you have to wonder, someone who has been so publicly discredited, do you still want that affiliation? The other thing I asked them yesterday was whether Greg Mortensen has the ability to pay back the rest that he owes them. He still owes a minimum of $560,000. And they didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, John Krakauer has weighed on this with his thoughts. He says the Attorney General's corrective actions were encouraging, but he's also worried, you know, will a new executive director and all of the new board members be able to keep this group going, especially since they're going to be picked by the current board members? And part of the investigation found that that was one of the problems, that the board members were kind of friends of Greg Mortensen's.
Right, and you know, some of those board members will have to be removed as part of the Attorney General's agreement. But again, you wonder how much credibility the organization will continue to have if they don't divorce themselves completely. And it's kind of a catch-22. He was the face of it. He was the reason people donated. You know, these very persuasive books that were written, but again, they've been largely discredited.
Well, and we say again, though, the Attorney General said with the group has done some really good work. So
right.
I'm guessing that, you know, it's the other shoe that people are waiting to fall, which are the lawsuits suing Greg Mortensen for misrepresenting his story.
The lawsuit is a class action suit that seeks reimbursement to the 4 million people who bought Greg Mortensen's books. There's going to be a hearing in Montana later this month on whether to dismiss that suit, and I think a lot's going to weigh on that.
That's Gwen Florio of the Missoulian there in Montana. Gwen, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.